Hi, here's my poem, Minority Report, for the 2012 Gwendolyn Brooks Open Mic Awards submission. Listen up. Here's a minority report for the generation to assess the situation of our nation. And no, it don't have to do with being a boss or a monster, no fat ass, fat wallets, fat rappers that want to be pox. So, hear me. We are fighting and dying. Dying to live, yet living to die. Fighting to live and living to fight. Dying to fight and fighting to die. We are dying. Our streets are beautiful. The hoods have beauty like no other, swirling with life and music and hunger and culture. We are a prize, yet we are settling for second place when we should be best in show. Trapped in our proverbial ghettos, they put us in a box now. We gotta think the fuck outside it, and I'm not preaching or reaching or leeching. I just hope that I'm teaching. We gotta love what we got to get what we want. Instead, we're hating ourselves and just loving, putting up a front. Listen up. Here's a minority report for the generation to assist the situation of our nation. And no, it don't have to do with being a boss or a monster, no fat ass, fat wallets, fat rappers that want to be pot. So, hear me. Snitches get stitches. We say it when we're younger, not knowing the phrase predicts future lives, no future deaths. Reiterated in rap lyrics and teachings from our families, the cops don't respect us or protect us, so how can it be that we sell out our own and lock them away? That's your man's, right? You don't want to sell them out. You don't want to tell a Jakes' girl with the bait for the takedown. When Martin said turn the other cheek, he meant turn it away from violence, but now we right up inside it. Cheeks pressed against the glass of urban suicidal genocide. The streets are burying bodies in their souls, digging graves with their silence. A mother who doesn't put blame for the killer that has taken her own son. Who are we to play God? To take it what the Lord giveth, to crucify our neighbors instead of loving them, then to bind our tongues with ignorance and complain there ain't no hope for the hood. God glares down on us in anguish. An old African proverb. It takes a village to raise a child. It also takes a village to kill one. We don't only kill with guns, but we bring victims back to life and kill them again with our stupidity because we let justice die. Listen up. Here's a minority report for the generation to assess the situation of our nation. And no, it don't have to do with being a boss or a monster. No fat ass, fat wallet, fat rappers that want to be pop. So, hear me. The streets watch. No sleep for the unforgiving. I remember the first time someone I knew was killed. I would have given anything to save his life. Not to literally save his life, but to save his life with my words. Tech blast, a brother path. If I had known, I would have put the Uzi in my hand myself, blasting off and spraying the crowd till evil fell. Blood, sweat, and tears. I'm shooting at hell in its name. And stop snitching. Imagine the bullets of silence ripping through your flesh, encapsulated in your throat. You are choking on the words you did not say. 9 rounds, an innocent woman down. She is his mother. She is his sister, her daughter. Why does she deserve to be your nothing? The good book says there is power of life and death in the tongue. Did you know you could speak things that are not as if they were? So speak it. For Frankie's sake, speak it. For Tayshana's sake, speak it. For your own sake, don't hold back. Listen up. Here's a minority report for the generation to assess the situation of our nation. And no, it don't have to do with being a boss or a monster. No fat ass, fat wallet, fat rappers that want to be pop. So hear me. Hear me. Y'all not listening. The silence is too busy whispering in your ear.